there. I think we're okay. I got it started recording because my Skype recorder's turned off right now, so we'll do the free conference call one. So,
okay,
that part's done. One more thing I got to check. Hang on.
Okay.
Just give me 1 second.
Sure, take your time.
Yeah. Someone having some lunch, I think, too.
Oh, you can hear. How come I mute?
I'm just teasing. I'm just teasing.
No, no, I want to mute because it's the only time I have. I have to eat while I do this because then later I have to run to a meeting. So.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, so I'm... there, I think I'm okay now. Perfect. Yeah, so what's going on, Puella? You got your stuff done?
Well, I don't know by stuff, what do you mean?
Well, I know that there was there was some tickets. Well, first of all, I want to explain what happened last week. The way that the support desk works, as we use Office 365 for our email.
Uh-huh.
Some people use Gmail. Some people use like the regular hosting account, but we use Office 365 for email. And the way that the help desk works is that we have a separate email account that's specifically for the help desk. And what normally happens is when we send or someone sends an email to the Office 365 email account, the software for the help desk automatically, every 5 minutes, it goes and checks the mail. And if there's any mail there, it will import the mail and either create or update a new ticket in the help desk. So whenever we're looking in the help desk, when we're looking for tickets, we don't check the mail. We just check the help desk. And then there were some changes that were made at Microsoft and also at the help desk software. And what happened was that emails were being sent to the inbox in the email. Everything was working correctly. But the help desk wasn't able to get access to the inbox, so there was no tickets coming in. And then when we were sending stuff, it was sitting in the queue and not going out. So for a little bit, we got behind, and then what happened is it took about 2 or 3 days for Microsoft and the other guys to figure out what was going on, and we got it fixed finally. So we got a little bit behind on the tickets, so I have to apologize for that first. It wasn't that we didn't get them.
I wasn't even thinking about that. I just really enjoy working with Ernesto. He's very detail oriented, and
yep.
I love working with Ernesto.
Okay. So, okay. And I'll we'll try
for you
it.
To route my tickets to Ernesto, right?
Yeah, it's hard to do that though, Puella, because what happens is people are on shifts, right? And if you say I only want so and so to work on my tickets. You know, that means that you have to fit in to the other tickets, but only when one person is working.
I see.
So, in general, it's a first come, first serve. But what I can do is I can actually, we can manage tickets or sort of put a watch on tickets. So for the next little while, what I would do is I will put a personal watch on your tickets, okay?
Okay, thanks. It's just my only concern. I mentioned the only mail. I don't need to repeat it here. So.
Yeah, I understand. I understand.
Okay.
So I put a watch on them, and I'll just double-check them before they get answered.
Perfect. Good.
Okay.
Today I wanted to, very quickly, would you please remind me of the link to purchase that WooCommerce extension?
The WooCommerce extensions?
Yes.
The ones?
$50.
I
want to start doing subscriptions.
Okay. Well, there's two things that you can do, and this is being recorded, so I'm going to put a little caveat kind of on the front end of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you go to WooCommerce.com, there's all the extensions that are available at WooCommerce.
Yeah.
Okay. And in my opinion, you know, the two shopping carts that we prefer with WordPress are Easy Digital Downloads.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's actually three. There's Easy Digital Downloads, WooCommerce, and then there's another one called Paid Membership Pro, which is really good for membership sites.
Mm-hmm.
But all of those companies make money by giving away the shopping cart free and then charging for extensions. And the most expensive extensions by far are the ones from WooCommerce. I think personally they're grossly overpriced. So having said that, you know, Easy Digital Downloads is reasonable, and Paid Memberships Pro does
James, I don't want to waste your time. Right now, I'm committed to WooCommerce because that's what comes integrated with my theme. I don't have any other option.
Okay, so, but you do. That's why I'm telling you this.
Yeah.
There is, and I'm just getting the link right now. But all the extensions at WooCommerce that you buy are like anywhere from like $49 to $250, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there is a site that actually resells.
Yes.
All of the WooCommerce plugins.
Yes.
And they do it at $20 a month.
Oh, it used to be 15. Now went up to 20?
Well, yeah, it depends on what, there's a couple of them. Oh, it is 15 again still. Yeah.
Okay, because
yeah,
there was
so that's the one,
a couple of months ago, and I just forgot the link.
Well,
so
it used to be called WooGang, but it's now called GPL Chimp.
GPL Chimp, that's right.
Yeah, GPLChimp.com. And they've changed the name, and it is $15 a month. And the way that they're getting around this, and I'm saying this because it's recorded, is they're arguing that because WordPress and the plugins are open source, that they can be resold. So if you're comfortable with it, you know, you go to GPLChimp.com, you get a membership, you can do it for 1 month, download all of the plugins, but get no updates. And then if you need updates, you know, you have to go in and renew your membership in 4 months or 6 months or whatever. Or you just pay the $15 a month and you get access to all of the plugins that they resell as open public ones.
Yes, yes.
GPL ones. And it's called GPLChimp.com.
Yes,
and
yes.
I got it. Okay, so that's
totally –
and I've used it. Yeah, I've used it before. Personally, I've used it, and there is no difference between the plugins as far as I can tell.
Good. And with this plugin, we can do the monthly subscriptions, and I also have the option to do, like, free trial for a week, and then their credit card gets charged after a week or after 3 days. Is that right?
I believe so. And again, the only caveat with you is if the shopping cart that you have and the theme has got some extra hooks that I don't know about, but yes, you can.
Pretty much WooCommerce.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah.
And so pretty much download the extension from whichever source I choose, and then install it. I mean, like open it, activate it on my website, and then you guys configure it, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay,
that's right. And if you just say, look, I want this course to have a 7-day free trial, and then I want it to be charged, you know, $39 a month after, then, you know, it gets set up like that.
Right, and coupons could apply to that as well. Like I could give a person a coupon, and they could just use the coupon with the course
correct.
For a month, like a free month, and then after the month they start paying, something
That's
like that.
Correct. Yeah, so all of the regular WooCommerce plugins and extensions work identically. So anything that it says about, you know, limitations of the recurring subscriptions at WooCommerce.com, if it says anything about it, those are all in effect. But my understanding is that it does all of the things that you want to do with coupons and you know, it's free trials, time trials, that kind of thing.
Excellent. And the only question I have is that we were talking about transcriptions. And you mentioned my best job is Fiverr, and you said take a couple of tries. So if you have questions like this, put a post on the new forum. What is this new forum?
If you go to we have a forum now in wpblogsupport.com/members. When you log in, there's a forum that's there. And there's a start, build, and grow one. I would probably do in the grow one because that's more about business.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an area there. Just go in and just say, look, anyone else know anyone else that's doing subscriptions?
Or
have anyone? Yeah.
Or transcriptions, right?
Transcriptions.
And you say I should post it where? On the main, on the Discuss Studying this side is cause grow and grow. It's that's what I need.
Yeah,
to
that's the start one is about, you know, how do I do something with WordPress, like basic stuff. Build is more about plugins, like how do I work add a calendar or what's the best calendar. But the grow one is more about, you know, I want to sell something online or I need something that's business related with
Excellent.
WordPress. So I would put it in there.
Good, and then. If, like, say, if I have a ticket open and I do a reply to the ticket, what's the best way that it gets to you so I get the answer back?
Okay, so in a ticket and the forum are two different things.
Right,
okay?
I'm talking about the ticket system.
Yeah, the ticket system, you can use everything's working perfectly now. So you can open a ticket by sending an email to help at WP Blog Support or support at WP Blog Support, doesn't matter. You can send an email and it will automatically open a ticket. And if, you know, you get a reply back from us, you can just reply to the email and it'll automatically be added to your ticket. And if you want to see the history, if you log into wpblogsupport.com/members, you can see it'll show in the support, it shows all your ticket history.
Exactly, I see it here in tickets. So that's I'm trying to understand a little bit the dynamics, right? Like, for instance, if I have here a customer reply, but I did not get an answer, should I click on reply again until I get an answer?
Yeah. Well, yeah, there might have been some that got kind of either duplicated or missed from last week.
Okay.
But if there's one there that's outstanding that you know that we've missed that slipped through the cracks, definitely just answer it again or say, could you update it? And it'll go to the top of the list.
So like we'll reply again, right? Like click on reply.
Just reply again. Yeah.
Got it.
And just say, could you update me on this?
And if it's answered and I'm already feel like that task is completed, should I close the ticket?
Yeah, you can close it or that helps us if you close it. Or if we don't hear anything, I think like it's set up, if we don't hear anything back in 6 days, it automatically gets closed.
Yeah, because I see that some tickets here have been answered, and it's probably good that just feels
so.
Like
just close them, and that lets us know. It says, "Hey, thanks. That's perfect, and it's done." And then it helps us out.
Good. I think that's pretty much it. I just need to implement this and then take it from there.
Okay. The other thing that's going to happen just while we're talking about the members area, the members area forum is there, but there's also going to be another tab there with some videos as well.
Great.
There's going to be another tab for videos that are separate from WordPress. So there'll be some more that'll be there as well. You'll be able to watch.
I'm going to be changing my navigation a little bit, but I guess that doesn't affect the URLs of any of the pages because the navigation is independent from the URLs, right?
That's correct.
Okay, that's great. So don't have that worry. And yes, I was just saying here, the tickets. Yes, this thing when, I'm sorry, for your email system, if you can send me the test because I'm going to for sure giving up MailChimp because they don't have any customer support.
Okay.
So I no longer want to work with them. And I'm going to choose a new mail system. So this will be a very good time if you really want to send me like some demo of what you have to offer.
Yep.
Because, I mean, we already work together. You might give me
the one I will be announcing at the beginning of next week is actually called Funnel Kits.
Oh, okay.
And that is actually we're reselling ActiveCampaign. So if you go to funnelkits.com.
But that's different from the one that you currently offer, right?
I still offer the other one. The difference is that Funnel Kits is really about creating marketing funnels and tagging and triggered actions. So it's really about CRM, like scoring of clients and that kind of thing. It's a sophisticated one. If you just want a simple autoresponder, WP Sendy is fine. But WP Sendy doesn't allow you to do triggers, for example, adding tags to people if they click on a link in an email to add them to another funnel, as an example. It doesn't.
Yeah,
you can't
got
do that.
It. To move them from prospect to lead to customer to whatever. Or if they purchase a course, that they go into another list so they don't email them about that course.
That's That's right. So what's happened is if you go to funnelkits.com, it actually, we're reselling ActiveCampaign. We're an authorized reseller of ActiveCampaign, but also have another partner that I'm working with on this who's an expert on creating funnels.
That's great.
So what's happening is we have the full ActiveCampaign service. We're going to have a similar to WP blog support, we're going to have like funnel kit support. So we will actually manage your funnels and install them and do your mailings for you. But the other thing is we will be selling funnels, ready to go funnels. So for example, let's say you have a reactivation funnel, or you have one that's about a new prospect funnel. We have a whole bunch of them that are actually done, and we'll be able to set up your account with that funnel, and you just basically, we attach it to your clients, basically. So they're in complete funnels, and you can add and use the funnels that we have in the kits.
What is a reactivation funnel?
Well, let's say, for example, I'll give you an example, and that's a good question. What's a reactivation funnel? I have some clients, for example, that have been with me 13 or 14 years now.
Yes.
I have some clients that were with me for 4 or 5 years, then they went away somewhere and maybe did some other system or, you know, changed business models. They stopped using me, but I still have them in my database of customers.
Yes.
They're just not active, right? But what do you send someone who was a customer in the past who may not know what it is you're actually offering and how your business has changed and how it might fit what they're doing?
Yeah.
So it's a complete funnel or series of messages that allow you to resend it to customers, for example, who have not ordered in 1 year or who have not had a, you know, have not purchased something in a year or 2 years or 6 months, whatever you want to set it to. But it'll automatically start mailing them a series of messages designed specifically to get them back as a paying customer.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay, so this one, they have the email marketing and they have the marketing automation. You're going to have all of that? It's going to be the
yes.
same thing as the funnel kits?
Yep.
Like this
yep.
is going to be your new website site or?
Yeah, like if you go to, if you can go to funnelkits.com right now.
Yeah. I'm there.
And, yeah, and actually you can go order a free trial if you want to see it. Just order it, and you'll sign up, and I believe it's a 14-day free trial it's set for. So you can go in, take a look, you'll get an account open for you, and you'll see exactly what it is and how it works.
Okay. So, and there will be the same pricing as here?
Yep, that is the accurate pricing, and that is the identical pricing to ActiveCampaign.
$9 a month?
That's correct.
And that's for send newsletters, marketing automation, chat and email, up to 3 users, unlimited sending.
Yep.
That's pretty good
yep.
deal.
Yep.
And that includes autoresponders and targeting and all of that?
That's correct.
Okay, and then the 49 is everything from Lite plus unlimited sending, which is the same, CRM and sales automation.
Yep.
Contact and lead scoring. So what's the difference a little bit?
The difference is that, for example, you'll be able to have detailed records of your contact, and you'll be able to put in, for example, that you had a meeting with them and that they're now a 50-50 chance and what the value of the order might be.
The CRM.
So the CRM portion is included in the advanced one.
But for the 9 months, you get all of the email marketing and the automation and the autoresponders and the triggers and all of that, right?
But that's correct, but no CRM and sales management.
Yeah. That's more like if you want to do, I understand, CRM, Insightly or Salesforce.
Exactly. High Rise, any of those ones, same thing.
Wow, that's pretty good. I'm pretty sold on this. And then with our account, we get some level of support on this, or if we want support,
you'll get the standard support that comes with, you know, any software, but there's an option to upgrade where you get basically like WP blog support. You just say, look, can you add these people to my list? Or can you please add these contacts? Or can you please, add this message? Or can you please broadcast this on such and such a date?
You mean like send my email campaigns for me? I write the text.
Exactly.
And you guys,
exactly.
And you take care of it.
Exactly.
It's unlimited sending, so you can send 10,000 emails a month or whatever you need to send.
Or 100,000 a month, that's right.
Wow, that's a pretty good deal.
Yep.
I'm certainly interested in this. I'm so glad that I asked.
Well, there you can go. Sign up and you're good to go.
And then to compare this, if we have this option, this is better than the UP Sendy,
yes,
right?
It is.
Because I have more options.
That's correct.
Okay, anything else I need to know about this?
No, I got to get on to another question.
Perfect.
We got to give someone else the phone here.
Yes. Okay. Excellent.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Go sign up. Go sign up and you'll see how it works.
I'll do it. Perfect. Thanks a lot.
James, Richard here online too.
Hey, he's there. Hello, how are you?
I didn't disappear. So I've been thinking, and I have looked at the CRM systems, and I was thinking Pipedrive was of interest. It's, nice kind of graphic drag things. But this, you're saying, is going to include, the CRM option?
That's correct.
And that's included in that $9 or what?
No, there's two versions of it. One of them is actually it's a fully automated email marketing system. So that one actually has a funnels where you can do a drag and drop kind of new lead. If they click on this link, send them this message. If they click on this link, send them this message.
That'd probably be good to learn. And then what about the CRM?
The CRM one is more where you have, let's say, for example, that's more customer relationship management or lead management. So let's say, for example, you've got a deal that you're trying to work with a publisher, and you have that publishing company has a VP of sales and has a regional director. So you want to have the contact details for those two people associated with a company, right? And let's say you have a meeting with the regional person, and you have two meetings with that person, and you discuss this, and you send them some documentation.
And I want to do a call back, and I put that in there.
Exactly.
All that kind of stuff. So now that's a separate cost?
Yeah, well, there's two. One is the basic version, and then the other one is that there's one is FunnelKit's Marketing Automation Lite, which is basically just the funnels and sending the emails and autoresponder part. And then the automation small business, that's the one that says, we have a meeting on such and such, and we sent out a proposal. The proposal was for, $22,000, and it's a 50-50 chance right now. These are the four people involved. These are the three different addresses. These are the emails of all those four people, that kind of thing.
So, and what's that going to run? You're also licensed to
do that. So the difference is, the difference, for example, is it's $49 a month to start off on the advanced one with CRM, and that's for up to 1,000 contacts in the system.
Okay.
Whereas it's 1,000 contacts in the other one is $17. So if you have 1,000 contacts, it's $17 in the basic automation, and it's $49 in the small business with CRM and sales tracking.
Okay, and I know that was just to follow up on that conversation.
Yeah.
So,
sure.
No, just good to get a little overview.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's not sent. That is sent by ActiveCampaign, which is one of the big players. We're an authorized reseller for them. So these are well-delivered, well-structured email servers that are going to get your stuff delivered with all of the management that you need to make sure that stuff, gets through properly.
So it's a big plus over the WP Sendy, which is pretty manual in terms of what we're going to do when.
Well, yeah, exactly. It is manual. It does, great autoresponders. It's got, a very, very reliable sending, that kind of thing. The bottom line is, though, that you have to get in there and add the 10 messages and say, send this one on day one, send this on day two. And there's no real way to say, if they click on this link, add them to another completely different autoresponder. It's just not there.
Yeah. And that's something you can help me walk through if I get involved in that. Okay, good.
Exactly. Okay. Okay. Anyone else have a question? Carol, you still there? You got a question?
Yes, and
sure.
I'm definitely right on the same topic.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so I'm interested, of course, and with the funnel kit. So this $9 one has the triggers.
That's correct.
Is that correct? So,
that's
and then
correct.
$49 one is more networking with businesses.
That's right. That's right. You know, if you're just a solo entrepreneur that has a small business and the business is yourself, you don't need the small business one. The difference is let's say you have a partnership or, you know, two employees and three people that are helping you out with sales. And you're trying to figure out, you know, oh, did you talk to so-and-so or did you send that proposal to, you know, the Bill Smith company or who did you talk to there? Like, it's a place to keep track of all of the conversations, all of the documentation, everything to do with a particular deal. And that's what the small business one is about. But if you're just by yourself and you have, you know, 10 active customers that you're working with or five or something like that, you don't need a piece of software to keep track of, did I send this to someone?
For
and
sure.
You don't. Yeah. So, you know, it's, I hope not anyway.
That's what I'm thinking too.
Yeah. You know, so that's kind of the difference between the two. And you know, even if the one thing that is nice is the very, very basic one still has three users that you can put in. So if you have someone, you know, that you're doing joint ventures with or partnering with and you want to give them access to send stuff, then, you know, you can do that.
Okay.
So it's open in that respect. Yeah.
That's good to know. So is it appropriate to talk about my broadcast, my recent, you know, the broadcast that we're working on?
And I have to apologize because I don't think the one went out yesterday.
No, it
just
didn't.
Remembered that.
Yeah, but I am just so happy with how things are working out.
Okay, good.
I am just thrilled.
Can I just tell people kind of what we did just so that when they're listening? Carol had a list that was pretty substantial, but she hadn't mailed it to it in, how long has it been? Maybe 6 months?
Oh, more than that. We're talking maybe 2 years.
Oh, well, okay.
I mean,
that's longer.
Quite a while.
Yeah, but she had lists, but she hadn't mailed to them. And it's kind of like that reactivation campaign, right?
Right.
That I was just talking about. So what we did is we had Carol write up some letters just to kind of reintroduce herself back to the people that were on the list. And then we've got a series of emails going out just to get people kind of up to date and re-engaged again with Carol and what her business is about now. And the real purpose of this is not to sell anything. It's really to get people to raise their hand again to say, hey, yeah, I'm still interested in what you're doing. And it's to clean the list up. So we were able to send a whole bunch out and, you know, I was just looking. You got I think, almost a 20% open rate.
Yes. Which is great.
Which is a list that's 2 years old.
I know. And, you know, the list was about 2,000.
Yeah.
And about 1,200 bounced.
Yeah.
You know, and then a bunch unsubscribed.
Yeah.
And it ended up that over 200 opened, even though hundreds bounced and
perfect.
Some subscribed.
Yeah.
So I was thrilled.
Yeah,
you
so
know.
That worked out well.
It really worked out well. And what it did for me, you know, that list was the result of my business, my speaking business.
Yeah.
And I've been in a transition, and it feels like I've been drifting or you know, just don't know what to do with myself and don't seem to be getting anywhere. But by going through this with the list and having them bounce and everything, I feel like the speaking business is closed. It feels really good. I'm ready to move on now because I was holding on to this sort of old stuff.
Yeah. Good.
And
the other thing I'm going to mention is that, and that list wasn't clean to start with, because I know some of the forms that you had a number of years ago when you were capturing the email addresses, they weren't necessarily double opt-in captures. And the other thing was the form that you had was really kind of hit up by spammy stuff. Like, I know you had lots of emails were like asdf@asdf.com.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so even with ones that you say you had a high bounce, like I'm just looking at one, it's kjfhdkj@kjdkfhj.com. There was a lot of stuff that was just not real email addresses that, you know, that bots had thrown in. So you should be pleased with that one.
Yes, I really, really am.
And
people click through. Remember when we talked last week, I was worried that if I send a newsletter, as you had suggested, it was sort of a template you had that you showed me your kind of newsletter. And I was afraid that if I had a link in the newsletter to go to my blog post, no one was going to click through.
Yeah.
But people did click through, and that was at almost 3%. And Ospos people, too, actually commented on the blog.
Perfect.
Which was just great, too. I mean, I got to see that doing this, it works. It creates something. It does create engagement.
Yeah. So you just have to do it all the time now and not two years in between broadcasts.
Yes, exactly. Well, okay, this is like an advertisement. The difference is that all I had to do was send you a document, like with 250 words, 300 words on it. Wasn't much, maybe less than that. I also sent you a picture of me because I wanted a picture, and I didn't want people to think that I still look the way I used to look, because I don't. And what is that in the background?
Someone's having a smoothie. Turn your blender off.
Yes. Now, James, these funnel kits will have one thing that MailChimp has that is great is that they have this little app that you can put on your phone and your tablet, and people can sign up directly in your event. So if you meet somebody and they say, I want to be on your mailing list, they just put the name and address directly there in your phone in this little app, and it goes straight into your mailing list. You guys have something similar?
In the pro one, they have the SMS messaging as well.
I see.
So I believe that's what you're referring to. Not the basic one, but the pro one.
This is sort of like an app called Chimpadidoo that you just put on your phone and people just input the. But I guess you can go online on your phone and you can just go and just sign up form and they can sign up directly.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. But I know that the pro one also has SMS messaging built in. So if you have the person's mobile phone number that's subscribed, it will send a text message of the email to their text.
What did you mean by that?
So let's say, for example, I do a broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm broadcasting a message. By default, it goes to the person's email address, right?
Right.
If I do a broadcast. But on the small business one, there is also the option to send a text message with a link in it to the person's cell phone.
I see, like a text message.
Like a text message. It says, Carol's just done her brand new post. Click here to view it online. But it goes as a text. So it's not an email message. It can be an email message and also or a text message.
Okay. Now, I'm going to be having some lunch. Can you mute me and I can still listen to your conversation with the other people?
Yeah, I don't know how to do that, to be honest with you.
Okay.
So I don't know how to mute you. You might have to figure it out on your end there. In the, okay. In the meantime, while we're talking, I'll keep on looking, but I don't know how to do it.
Perfect.
So.
I think it's like a star six or something.
Yeah, I know we're recording, but I don't know how to mute one person. So.
Puella, can you do star six? That should mute you at your end.
Yeah, just why don't you try start?
It is a star six. I just did it and it works.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. There we go. Thank you.
Okay.
There we go. Okay. So does that help, Carol? We'll get another mess set up for tomorrow in the morning?
Yes, that would be just fine. So the first one you send from My Small Biz Mail, and now, you walk me through. So that
No, it was actually sent from WP Cindy.
Okay, it was. But yeah. It was sent from the wrong email address.
It was sent because it wasn't, the other one wasn't verified, but now it's verified,
yeah.
So it'll come from the correct one now. That's
okay,
correct.
which is great. So
yeah.
So now, and I just wanted to ask, are you sending to the same people, even the ones that bounce, or do
Yeah, well, actually, yeah, the software knows
it?
Which one's bounced, so
okay.
They will send to the list again, but if it's a hard bounce where it just didn't... where the email address doesn't exist, for example, it won't send them. It won't send to those ones. But if it was a soft bounce, then it will resend them. And the difference between a hard bounce and a soft bounce
mm-hmm.
is, let's say, for example, someone has a mailbox, but the mailbox is full.
Oh.
So it's still a valid email address. Can you still hear me?
Yes,
okay.
I can.
Sorry, I hit a button on my phone by accident. A soft bounce is when the email address is valid, but for some reason it can't be delivered. A hard bounce is when the email address is not valid and it can't be. So any of these softwares, any of the marketing softwares or email automation software, they know the difference between a hard and a soft bounce, and they will always try and resend a certain number of times to a soft bounce. So I think ours is set for three. It tries three times on a soft bounce. If after the third time it doesn't go, then it makes it a hard bounce and gives you
mm-hmm.
a message. So it will resend to everyone who is still valid, and it
yes.
won't send hard bounces, and it won't send to unsubscribes, of course.
Right. Excellent. So
yep.
I've sent a total of three
yep.
To you, and I want to add a few. To that because I'm changing the subject and I want
okay.
to see if people are going to open more. I figured this first one, the topic, I would get higher open rates, and by
yep.
the sounds of it, it was correct. And
okay, perfect.
So I'm going to send these other ones and see whether people are opening them or not.
Sure.
And so that's why I'm happy that I can change the subject.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
And in fact, most of these ones allow you to test as well. So when you have a bit bigger list, what you
yeah.
can do is you can have A/B testing for the subject lines of the email. So, 50% have one subject line, 50% have another subject line randomly,
mm-hmm.
and then it will tell you what the percentage of which of the titles that you used worked better.
Okay.
But
yeah.
for yours right now, just reactivate your list. Don't worry about stuff like that. Get the emails out and send those ones to the support desk, and we'll take care of them.
That's great. Okay.
Ready?
So the support desk has two now, like number two and three, and
yep.
I will send a few more. And as long as you're – should I be saying – or requesting when to send them, or
yeah,
will
if
I
you
get...
want to, if you want to, you can. I know we just for these first couple, we were just trying to make sure that they were going out properly. So, but now that it's kind of set, yeah, just let us know. Say please send this one at such and such a time.
And that's fine with me because the other thing is it's not even Labor Day yet. Many people aren't even home. You know, most people are on a mobile phone, so they will receive emails, but still, people are not in the swing of things.
But it's probably a good time to actually send mail because people are going to be starting to the back-to-work kind of end of summer stuff.
They're starting to think, what am I going to do next?
How am I going to earn enough money for Christmas to pay all for, pay for all the gifts that I'm going to buy?
Christmas.
So let's go on to Richard here. How are you doing, Richard? Is he still there? Oh, I think
you I am, but I was on mute. I was on mute.
Oh, you were on mute. Okay, perfect.
Because what you called a blender was actually a paper shredder. I thought it was on mute.
Oh, was it really? It was all those top secret documents you're dealing with again?
Well, you know, in hospice, I do have to shred things.
Yeah, fair
enough.
So
it is top secret. Yes, it is top secret, absolutely.
Yeah.
My eyes only, you know? Come on now.
Yeah, I had a top secret event yesterday. Did you see my Facebook profile?
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Okay.
But I hope the picture's good.
Well, it is. It was my 30th anniversary yesterday.
Oh, how sweet. Wonderful.
30 years. Believe it?
I do believe it.
And if you go to my Facebook, you can see me a picture of me as a kid.
Congratulations.
Oh, really? Were you a cute kid? What age?
Well, when did I get married? 30 years ago. I'm not telling you.
Oh, well, not a kid. Then come on,
I'm not telling you. Then you'll figure out how old I am.
30 years ago, you're 80 now. Let me think now. So I'm going to go to index cards. I'm so sick of this. I'm so sick of my lack of follow-up here. I'm cleaning up my office. I have the week off from the hospice work. I'm cleaning up my office, and I'm, you know, just things are so confused with all these papers and that. And you know how focused I am, James. You know how you know laser focused I can be. but you're still on my radar screen, and don't give up on me.
I won't. I never will. I never will. Never
appreciate
give up.
That. Yeah, the I'm meeting with someone on Friday at lunch, and you know, a very serious networking guy, and I really want him to start, you know, talking to people and getting them to, you know, some getting them to actually, you know, have, you know, do some finance. And this guy can use some funding, you know, but he does this wonderful, you know, he just is such a networker, you know, and. So I just need a few more people out, you know, feet on the street kind of situation.
Yep.
And that's what I have to do, too. So I have to, you know, I'm going to try to be face-to-face with people, at least I'm trying for five appointments a week, you know, where I sit down
perfect.
With someone. And, you know, because I can do anything online. I can tweak whatever, you know, the website, whatever, but that's not where it's at, you know, right now. I need the funding. I got this very expensive guy I pay up in Canada that monthly charge. It's like crazy, you know, so I got to have him.
Just be fair, like explain your business model just a little bit to everyone, because, you know, most of the people that are doing with WordPress, it's like they're trying to sell a training course, or they're trying to sell you know, a speaking gig or an ebook or something, but you're not trying to do that, right? So just kind of explain why you need to do face-to-face stuff as opposed to just selling online.
Yeah, I really want, I've got a website called lookupdetroit.com, and it's really meant to be a community site that covers the metro area, but also focuses on each individual city and community, you know, both city and suburbs. And so I want churches, I want nonprofits, I want business people to start getting their stories out that really aren't covered by the you know, by the media, or if they are covered, they really disappear, you know, and when something's put on Look Up Detroit, you know, it's very searchable, it's very findable, you know, through Google and all, and, you know, whereas Facebook things kind of disappear, everything that's published on Look Up Detroit goes to Facebook, but it also remains an archival, you know, story on Look Up Detroit. So I think that's worth something to businesses. I think it's worth something to professionals. I think it's worth something to churches, and I'd like them to support this because half the funding is going to be going to, you know, various outreach and nonprofit activity, you know, in the Detroit area, and then half of it's going to go to, you know, doing the website stuff, and
yeah.
Who knows? If we have enough money, we'll do more good around the town, too. But so we need to sit down, and I'm not looking for advertisements. I'm not, you know, I'm looking for stories. And so James has been very helpful, you know, but he's frustrated, and I know he's seeing a therapist now because of Dalton. You know, it's very frustrating to work with me because I have, you know, it's a kind of an ADD kind of thing. And so I'm, you know, and I have other work I'm doing. So I really need to develop the team, which I haven't done too much of. So
well, we'll get it going. We'll get it going.
But it's going to happen. And once we see this happen in this city, we'd like to do other cities too. So
Yeah, but and that's, you know, the only reason I asked Richard to mention that is because one of the first things in the marketing map is just understanding the purpose of the website and making sure that you've got a business model that you understand before you start building WordPress sites. Because a lot of people get hung up on, you know, what is it going to look like or what's the design, but understanding the purpose of the site in the process is half the battle.
And I'm very excited about utilizing what we'd call affiliate marketing because, you know, I can give, you know, give people the ability to talk to other people and still have some financial ability to do some good things, get the feet on the street, but also get some money in their pocket and pay for the gas and things like this. So the affiliate marketing, although it's really, it's a different way of applying affiliate marketing because these are people who are actually going to know and spend time with and, you know, but it's a way to keep track of what people are actually doing and what financial, you know, connections they've made and networking connections. So
Yeah. So hopefully it works out and we get it going properly. So okay. Anyone else got questions? Sorry, was there another one there?
Yeah, that's Cliff. I'd like to just say hello to Richard there. I'm doing something similar down here in the South, down in New Orleans, in terms of a portal website.
Perfect. So what's that website? What's the URL? Can you tell us?
It's NolaEast.com.
Okay.
N-O-L-A as Nola.
Okay.
East.com. Mm-hmm.
And it covers a geographical area or what?
Yeah, it covers the eastern half of New Orleans, yes.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, we're kind of separated, I guess. New Orleans itself is a community-based city, but then this New Orleans East is a little bit different. It's geographically separated by what they call the Industrial Canal, and it's a big, huge high-rise bridge that goes over it. So we're almost considered a little separate city out here, you know, even though it's in the city proper.
And what's your thinking? How are you going to monetize? What do you see the content going on that site?
It's content like you mentioned, community stories and things, but we've got to go after some advertising dollars, and that's one of the things I'm kind of challenged with right now. We launched the site a while back, just prior to Katrina, so you can imagine what happened after Katrina. We had to come back and refocus the site on rebuilding. But the thing is, it was an HTML. And I haven't made that transition to WordPress yet, and that's what I'm challenged with right now. I've been trying to get tuned into. I see that you're into WordPress. This is a nice template, by the way. So,
Thank you. Nice
theme, I should say. Nice theme.
Yeah,
really nice
I like it.
Yeah, you've done a good job with this. So anyhow, I just wanted to holler at you, and maybe some kind of way we can exchange emails and stay in touch with each other because I like.
Well,
I
you'll
mean,
find me. You'll find me at. You'll find me at richard@lookupdetroit.com.
Okay.
And
great.
Just email me your link and your information. As long as James gives permission, I'd be willing
absolutely.
To talk to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Go for it.
We won't do anything without James's permission, but of course.
There you go. I've been trying to connect with you, James, for a while. I keep missing the noontime shows. And I was put it on the calendar yesterday to make sure I was here in time. So I'm looking forward to seeing
Perfect.
Some of your products there, especially I think it was a news email system.
Yeah, funnel kits. Funnel kits.
Yeah. Okay. I got to get that rolling for real.
Well, I can tell you, I mean, you know, I don't always get to call in, you know, to these times, but I do have access to James, and, you know, and I find he's extremely helpful in so many areas, and we have hardly scratched the surface. He just has a depth and you know, of knowledge and so much that you want to do on the web. You know, whatever you can do to, you know, get in contact with him, he will be very helpful to you.
This is being recorded, you know that, eh, Richard?
Send me the $20.
You've got him now. Huh? You've got him on the hook. Richard,
no,
in terms
it's
of
just the truth. It's just the truth.
All right, good. In terms of monetization, what do you plan on doing if you're not pursuing advertising?
Well, I'm going to... there's a... It gets a little interesting, but basically, I want nonprofits and I want a few community groups like theater groups and that to actually just start publishing their stories and have a way they can do that pretty easily as guest posters. And so I'm not putting them on as users and giving them a username and a password and all that. But then we'll find, you know, some good writers, some people that are good contributors in terms of content. But I think that eventually we'll have some of these nonprofits actually using Look Up Detroit for doing fundraising. And the, you know, I'm just sick of the banquets and how many, you know, they're always having a problem. They need some reoccurring income. And if we can offer a real service to our community, you know, and a real information center, then it's going to be worth $50 a month for a business. And then that's reoccurring income for, yeah, particularly nonprofits and, you know, some of the theater groups and community groups and maybe the Rotary Club or some of those things. So they become, and then also individuals that are actually, you know, have a real heart for the city, inner city or suburbs or whatever. They can do some good, and I know them, and I'm getting them out and on the streets, but, you know, giving them some recompense for what they're doing, so... But I James talked, and we've talked about this, you know, which comes first, the chicken or the egg, you know, you know, people want to see the numbers and how many hits and, you know, how much, you know, so there's issues, obviously, you know, to look at.
Right. I got you. James, in your years of the internet business, I mean, have you come across other fellows like Richard doing portal type stuff, because I'd love to have a network of portal builders, community portal builders, and just have some good dialogue and exchange going on, because we could really share some, save each other a lot of pain, I suspect.
Yeah, you know, well, and the thing is that a lot of it in my kind of experience comes down to the content, and in most cases, I'm just saying in most cases, that it was the city newspaper that created the portal that was basically reusing content that they already had and trying to make it kind of a, you know, like City Pages kind of thing, or doing portals like that. And they were monetizing it with advertising, but the stories are ones that are written by people that write stories, not necessarily people that are experiencing and living it and writing about their experiences and living it, right?
Yeah, so quality is an issue there, you know, because the journalist is going to come up with, you know, normally you got to find people that are good at this. You
exactly.
know, you don't want to put junk that's not, you know, spelled right. correctly or written, you know,
right.
in a captivating way. You know, and they mm-hmm. always want a picture in an, with an article. Are you familiar with, did you have any exposure to what Patch was doing around the country?
Who was that?
Patch.
Patch, yeah, AOL, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, how many mm-hmm. millions and millions and millions of dollars they poured into that, and it was
yeah.
basically a pretty failed experience for them. This isn't an easy thing. You know, this
no.
is pretty, you know, this is not a slam dunk in any way. So, and there's a lot of folks that have tried to do this and have had a real hard time monetizing. And, you know, I think I have a niche where,
that's
you know,
the,
particularly.
That's the difference. That's the
I think
difference.
I have a niche that wants to get word out. And, but again, it's still, you know, we'll see.
It's feet on the street and getting people to talk about it and getting a little bit of buzz on it. All it takes is one.
Right.
If you get one community group or one group of people that can, you know, that can at least have something to hang their hat on, and then you can build off of that. But it's getting the one start. And this is the same. Doesn't matter in this model or any model. It's like getting one constituency of people who are at least talking about you and have some kind of results, or at least talking about having some kind of results. Then you can play that off and leverage it with other, you know, sort of sideline or similar complementary groups of people.
Richard, what was the learning curve for WordPress in getting your portal up and running?
I think it was very... I mean, I had been on Joomla. I had put it up, an HTML site up first, I think, you know, back in the early days. This is where Al Gore and I did this together back in 1942. So it's been through different platforms. But then we had it on Joomla, which is very complicated. You know, for me it was. It was, you know, it looked good, but it wasn't, you know.
Wow.
And then WordPress just, I mean, really, it's so nice. And I think the learning curve with a good template, I think it's just, it's a good way to go. I mean, you know, it's in the background is like a simple, pretty simple blogging type interface. And yet there's so many things you can do with the plugins. I mean, it's unbelievable.
That's the amazing part, the functionality that you can just drop right into a site with WordPress, as opposed to the hours and hours of trying to do it with the HTML.
And because I'm not a techie, you know, it's been very good for me.
James, I'm looking forward to staying in touch, man, catching this.
Absolutely. We're here.
This morning, you threw out a couple of things that I jotted down right away. So that's good. That's the kind of stuff we need. You know, good
perfect.
Resource.
Well, these are all recorded, and we do have, I think there's 30 or 40 WordPress videos that you're certainly welcome to go and learn from.
Great.
If you're not familiar with it. So, you know,
and
just
what is the main site?
If you go to wpblogsupport.com.
Okay.
And go to wpblogsupport.com/start.
Okay, start. All right, good.
Yeah, you'll see there's a whole bunch of WordPress videos there.
All right, now where would I find the email system that you have?
That one is at funnelkits.com, FUNNELKITS.com.
Okay.
Give me your first name again.
Cliff, C-L-I-F-F.
Cliff. And, send me an email, if you will, and your contact information. There may be a few things that we could kind of talk about together.
Sure, absolutely.
Sure. Okay.
Absolutely.
And that's Richard at lookupdetroit.com.
Correct.
Okay, I will do that.
And I'm a Anglican priest. I do hospice work. You know, it's a little, you know, my vision is an interesting one, but Detroit's so divided. in so many ways. We need to kind of, you know, link it together a little bit too, and that's part of the the desire, you know, the racial divide and the socioeconomic, you know, divide, and you know, so it just, you know, try to link a little bit.
You got other stuff going on there.
A lot of things going on. I spent a little time in Flint, Michigan years ago, so I got a little taste of Detroit. It wasn't like it was now, but it was, you know, it was going through some tough times. Back in the, let's see, it would have been the late 80s. No.
About 40 minutes from me. Yeah. I'm north of Detroit, so Flint's about 40 minutes.
Right.
So I don't go up there. I don't go up there for the water, though.
It amazed me. I said, I'm wondering what did the executives, the guys that knew about the water system, what were they drinking at home? That's a smoking gun right there, you know?
Yeah.
Did they have water supplies being brought into their home, or were they drinking out of the tap? I don't think
so. Some of them were in Washington and, you know, federal building in Detroit. I mean, come on. You know, it was and then some in Lansing, too, I'm sure. But, you know, they weren't
very
close by.
Yeah. Well, it's 2 o'clock now. Does anyone else have any questions before I call it a day?
You shouldn't call it a day. You got other work to do, James.
Yeah, exactly.
Call it a phone call.
I'll call it a phone call. I'll put this one up on the site a little bit later today. And if you get a chance, go to wpblogsupport.com/members, and the forum is there too. So please start using the forum if you got more questions. Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you. It was a good call.
Yeah,
I look
good.
Forward
Thank
to
you very much,
I'm guys. Look forward to see this new email option. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Take care,
Goodbye.
Guys.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Next week.